Hello, everyone, and welcome to this, the final episode of the Doctrine Detox podcast. Recently, I've lost my funding. I've lost my host who uploads my podcast for me to various streaming platforms, and radical changes in my personal life and my work schedule have kept me from being able to continue the podcast. So today is the final episode, and I wanted to leave it on a very important topic, the subject of hope. A very common criticism that I've received, not just in my inbox here about the show, but just in being an atheist in the Bible Belt in general, is how do I get hope? How do I find my hope when I have no God or no afterlife to look for, to look forward to? And I will say that of all of the questions and criticisms that I've received throughout this project, that's the one that I understand the most, because that's exactly where I was when I was a Christian. If you have no promise of a brighter tomorrow, then how can you be hopeful for it? Well, something that I have learned in my time deconverting and being an atheist is that hope isn't something that you just wait for. It's not something that is just there. It's something that you work for. It's something that you create. See, when I was a Christian, the whole concept of hope was that it was promised to us in the Bible that one day when we die or when Jesus comes back, we would live in heaven forever in perfect glory. And that was our hope. It didn't matter what happened on earth, as long as we waited long enough to either die or become angels in heaven or become souls in heaven, you don't become angels, then that hope is there for that. However, since deconverting and switching over to a more practical mindset, I've found out that hope isn't waiting, isn't I'm going to wake up today and just think to myself something good is going to happen eventually, and it will. Hope instead is the product of the things that you work toward. Now, instead of having that lazy form of hope where I just sit around and wait for things to become better, I actively make things better using my time, my resources, my energy, what have you, in order to create a better and more hopeful world or situation, whatever the scenario calls for. I think one of the biggest talking points of the argument that Christians give that atheists can't have hope is because all of their hope comes after this life is over. But this is the only life that we have. This is the only life that we know. And if God created us, if He put us here on this earth, even before the original sin, we were still supposed to have hope here on this earth. We were still supposed to be able to do things and be happy about them here on this earth. Otherwise, it would make absolutely no sense for God not to just completely scrap this earth and start over as soon as sin entered into it. That being said, I propose that God never wanted us to just sit around and wait. Obviously, of course, that's a big oversimplification, because obviously there are churches, there are missionaries, there are people who are trying to recruit other people to the army of God, so they call it. But what I mean is, our hope isn't meant to be something postponed. Our hope is meant to be here and now, on this earth, with other humans. This life here is the only one that you or I have ever known thus far, and we can't prove without a shadow of a doubt that there is anything beyond this. So at this point in life, it would only make sense for us to try and enjoy this, not have this internalized thought of, well, this entire portion of my life is just going to suck, and it's just going to be terrible until I die and move on to the next part. No. Have hope while you're here. Have hope in other people. Have faith in other people. Whether or not you're atheist or Christian or Muslim or Hindu or Jewish or whatever, have hope in each other. I know that in a grand scope of things, in the grand scheme of things, there are a lot of really bad people doing a lot of really bad things. I do believe that that can change, but that's not what I'm posing here. I think that any time that you show basic human decency to someone else, or even if you are kind and go above and beyond human decency to actual kindness and generosity, you are becoming the fulfillment of someone else's hope. And in turn, other people will become the fulfillment of your hope, whether that be investing in someone's project or giving someone the support that they need, whether emotionally or whatever. You being there for someone, you doing your kindness, is the fulfillment of someone else's hope, because someone else was hoping for that kindness, that generosity, that whatever you just provided. You have become the blessing that they were praying for, whether it be from the stars or from God or from the universe or just having an internal hope within themselves that it would happen. You became that thing, and you don't need a God to tell you to do that. All you need to do is say, I will be there and I will be kind. Of course, this is very small scale things right now, but the small scale things topple over bigger and bigger dominoes until eventually we find ourselves with a more loving, more caring generation of people. It doesn't come down to religion. It doesn't come down to politics, because these things, this generosity, this kindness, this willing to be there for people, spans beyond religion. It spans beyond politics or ethnicity or race or gender or sexuality, whatever. Just be a human to other humans, and you will eventually have and fulfill hope. And if for some reason you're not inclined to believe me, that's fine. I understand. But go back and listen to the stories of the guests that I've had here on this show. People like Allie Mae, who was raised very, very Christian, but had a crisis of identity, didn't know who she was within the church because she was raised to be a Christian, not raised to be Allie Mae. And it wasn't until she left the church and she found her group, she found her people outside of religion, that she finally became human. And she is one of the sweetest and kindest people that you'll ever meet. And it's not because of religion, it's because of who she is. And if that's not a story of hope, I don't know what is. Or the story of Shelby Jones, who was deeply suicidal. He was within minutes of taking his own life until he found a community of people who were willing to help him through his problem outside of the scope of religion, because religion was telling him that he was a terrible, horrible person and that he was sinful and that he needed to get right with God, and that's why he was feeling depressed, which only made him feel more depressed. But those people outside of religion who helped him see who he was as a person, and now he's a very successful music producer, a very talented person whose talent is finally getting recognized now that he has that mental fortitude to keep going with his craft and to keep creating music and to keep putting it out there. He's still alive today. That's a story of hope. Or even the stories of people like John Collier or Dave Carroll, who left religion sort of earlier in life and helped other people become who they are as people, as individuals, because of their own personal experience inside of religion and outside of religion, and being able to help people see the truth for what it really is. Now, I've had a lot of people write in and say that they hate me and they hate this podcast because it's all about turning people away from God, and it's all about making more recruits for the army of Satan or atheism or what have you. But if you listen, as you're supposed to do with a podcast, because there's literally nothing else you can do there, but if you listen, you'll hear the hope behind these people. Every single guest I've ever had on this show has had some kind of hope. And if they found that hope through leaving religion, fantastic. But not all of my guests have done that. I've had a good many Christian guests here on this show as well, who were just as hopeful as the people who have left religion. Like I said earlier, hope is something that spans beyond religion. Hope is something that we can all have, regardless of whether or not you think you're going to heaven, or whether or not you think that you'll be blessed with reincarnation or something along those lines. Hope can be found and had right here, right now, in other people and in yourself. Or, to quote Jonas Salk, hope lies in dreams, in imagination, and in the courage of those who dare to make dreams into reality. Hope isn't something that you wait for after you die. It's not to say that this life is gonna suck, but maybe later it won't. Hope is putting the best reality you can imagine into place by working for it. So not only is it possible for atheists to have hope, but it's this atheistic type of hope that keeps the world improving on a daily basis. That's not me saying that atheists are the one who are always improving the world and no one else is. I'm just saying that it's this atheistic mindset of hope that is bringing about the change in the world that we need to be seeing. At the end of every single episode, I've said that everything is going to be okay. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But in order for everything to be okay, work needs to be put in, either by yourself in improving yourself and finding a community or whatever, or other people being the fulfillment of your hope. But I truly, truly believe it, and I mean it, when I say that everything is going to be okay. Because as we've seen in my story and in the stories of the guests on this show, and I'm sure as you've seen in your own life as well, hope that's held onto is eventually fulfilled. And now, I'll say it for one last time. Whether you're listening to this show because you want to get something from it, or because you know me and you want to support me, or this is just something new that you thought you'd try listening to, or even if you're one of the folks who listens to this because you hate it, and you're the one of the folks who tried to get my Patreon taken down and eventually succeeded in that, it doesn't matter who you are. I wish the best for you. And even though this podcast and my social media are going to be going away, you can still contact me at doctrinedetoxpod@gmail.com. if ever you have questions or simply want to talk. But folks, thank you so, so much for sticking around, for listening to me, and never, ever forget that everything is going to be okay.